Hello there. Our story today tells how Esau sold his birthright.
Well, how are my favorite grandchildren? You look like you could eat the label off a can of beans.
Do you smell that good food cooking? I can hardly wait for Mother to tell us it's time for supper.
Well, you know, this reminds me of two brothers once at mealtime. How would you like a story? After this, you should have a pretty good idea how Esau felt when he came home after a long, hard day in the field. It had been so hot and he was so tired.
Man, what smells so good around here? I'm so hungry I can hardly make it. I shouldn't have stayed out there in the field so long. Where's that smell coming from? Oh, it must be Jacob's red lentil soup. Jacob!
Esau, you look like you've had a hard day.
Jacob, I'm about to faint away. Give me a bowl of your soup. It smells so good.
I'll make you a deal. You trade me your birthright, I'll give you a meal.
What good will it do me to be the firstborn if I die of starvation? Give me the soup.
First, you must give me your promise.
All right, I swear to you, you can have my birthright. Now, give me the soup.
So, Esau sold Jacob his right to be the head of the tribe for a bowl of soup. Or, as they said then, for a mess of pottage. When Esau sold his birthright, he also sold his right to receive the promises God had given Abraham and later to Isaac. Now, Jacob would receive God's special blessing. Esau had no interest in God's blessing. He lived for the things of the world.
You know, we have to be careful of our decisions and not be tricked in our dealings. The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Take Jesus as your Savior today and be a child of the King. It's the right way to go.
Do you want to be a child of God? Then let's pray. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive all the wrong things I've done and make me a child of God. Thank you for dying for me. With Jesus in my heart, I now have God's gift of everlasting life. And I thank you. Amen.